Hi there, I'm Mark, this is the Biz Lounge. Today, we're gonna leave the stocks to one side for a change because I wanna talk about possibly one of the more difficult subjects in investing, when to sell. Now, it may sound simple, but I used to work for a stockbroker and it was a common gripe among the brokers that we were pretty good at buying companies and buying shares, but not necessarily good at knowing when to sell. What if it's too soon? How do we feel if the shares double again? We've sold them. What will I buy instead? Lots of other questions. And it is a tough one, but I think there are some simple self-imposed rules that you can follow to make things a bit easier. Now, personally, I split my portfolio into two. On one side, there are dividend-paying stocks, which I tend to keep, tend to be bigger companies, keeping them for the dividend, of course, but I do sell them from time to time. On the other side are my non-dividend, but potentially high-growth stocks, and they are typically smaller and middle-sized companies. Now, very important, I always try to set myself some targets. For me, it's usually 15% upside on my growth stocks, at which point I'll then decide what I'm going to do next. Now, if the shares rise above 15%, I tend to let them go on for a bit just to see how much more gain I can get out of the share price rise. But then I really am starting to think about either selling some of the shares to take out some of the cost or bag some of the profit. For example, last week I sold some of my shares in online music retailer Gear for Music. Well, I'd made more than 35% gain on them, so I thought that wasn't too bad. And I also sold some of my shares in online fashion house Boohoo. I'd made about 40% on them as well. Now, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but I took out the profit. So let's say, for example, say the profit was £500. I would sell £500 worth of the shares. I still have some shares left in both companies, and they're still rising. But the important thing for me is that I've managed to take out of the original investment some profit for my own purposes. And this is kind of, if you think about it, why we're investing in the first place. And I definitely also wouldn't have got anywhere near that kind of interest on my money at a bank or pretty much any other place. So I think it's a fairly prudent investment strategy. And with the dividend stocks, well, they usually, not always, but they usually don't move much in either direction. But the FTSEs, the 100 and the 250 have all risen quite a lot over the past year and a half. So even with these, there may be something in looking to take out profit or cost while still retaining some of your holding. Well, that's how I tend to do it, but I'd love to hear about your approach to selling stocks. Is there a perfect strategy? Do let us know what works best for you. I'll see you next time. Please do share, subscribe, and follow me on Twitter in the meantime.